Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Well, you recognize that song, perhaps. It is, of course, graduation season at high schools across the nation, and Oakland Technical High School graduate Ahmed Mohammed is getting a lot of attention for his May 29th valedictorian speech, where he acknowledged being the first black male valedictorian in the school's history, paying tribute to those who, he said, had the ability but not the opportunity to represent the graduating class there. A video of it, by the way, went viral on social media, and Ahmed Mohammed joins us for the rest of the hour. Welcome, Ahmed, and congratulations.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to be here, excited to have been graduated. Feels good.
It does, I'm sure. A 4.73 GPA. You got into 21 colleges.
11.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw 21. 11 is good.
I definitely could not have applied to 21 colleges.
You know, there was a graduate, I think in Salinas, who did apply to 21. I'm confusing the two of you maybe. But 11 is great. You're going to Stanford, I understand, right? Why did you choose Stanford?
It was definitely a tough decision. All the schools I applied to are amazing schools, and they all had amazing opportunities. But I chose Stanford, I think, because it has the strongest engineering program, in my opinion. And it's close to home. It allowed me to still see my mom and my dad and my sister and the rest of my family. Maybe not every day, but at least more than if I were to have gone to the East Coast. And I have other community involvements out here that I plan on being connected with still.
I listened back to your speech that you gave last month, and one of the things you noted is that your class, the class of 2021, is full of, and quoting you here, resilience, strength, and hope. What makes you hopeful?
Ooh, you know, there's a lot that makes me hopeful, but just still going back to my speech and reflecting on all the 4 years that we spent as high schoolers, we've been leaders ever since the ninth grade. You know, ninth grade, we led protests against gun violence. Sophomore year, we rallied with our teachers for the fair wages and equitable resources. 11th grade, it was a climate strike, and we persevered through COVID and Black Lives Matter protests, and we were leaders in an election. And our class has gone through a lot, and we've also stepped up to the challenge and become leaders in spaces where we need leaders.
You know, there's some very exceptional people of color. I'm thinking in particular, because I read her book, of Michelle Obama, who talk about the experience of having other people when they were, you know, your age roughly, trying to lower their expectations, you know, to maybe set their sights a little lower. And I'm wondering if that ever happened to you.
No, it didn't happen to me. Fortunately, you know, I'm surrounded by a really supportive community, you know, my parents, teachers, mentors, coaches who believe in me sometimes more than I believe in myself. So I've always been taught to shoot for the stars and to try to uplift as many people around you as possible. So I fortunately didn't have that experience of lowering my expectations. If anything, I've set them pretty high, and I'm trying to reach that.
Yeah. Well, what you've achieved obviously is exceptional. Do you think of yourself that way, as exceptional, or as you sort of said in your speech, you're just the one who's gotten the attention?
Yeah, no, I don't view myself as exceptional at all. There are so many people. We all live different lives, and we have different experiences, and I don't think I am better than any other person. You know, grades don't say that. Test scores don't say that. I just try to carry myself as a positive and upstanding human being. And I don't know how else to say it, but I don't see myself as exceptional.
Yeah. What, as I said, your speech went viral. I think it was shared hundreds of thousands of times. What did you make of that?
That was pretty cool. You know, it had happened it had happened before, because I am involved with this nonprofit that I founded called Kids Cubed. We create fun hands-on science projects for elementary school students. And that had gone viral a little bit ago. So it was cool to like see it happen again, but I wasn't as like shocked. It didn't hit me as surprising as the first time it had happened.
You mentioned science. Is that what you want to pursue?
Yes. I want to study engineering in college. I don't know what type of engineering, but I really love science. It was a big part of just my education and what I like to do. And I hope I can apply science to create a product or a service that can impact the world around me.
Hmm. You know, when I think of folks your age who are, you know, entering college or coming out of college, and the list of things that we're counting on your generation to fix that we've screwed up, the older folks, starting with climate change, you know, do you look at it that way? I mean, there's so many things wrong with the world. We talked to earlier in the hour about, you know, social justice and violence against trans women and people of color and, you know, down the list, a very long list, poverty.
Right.
What does it seem like, oh, you know, I can't wait to dig in and start solving some of those things? I mean, how do you think about that?
You know, it definitely is a lot of stuff, like how you mentioned, but I think one of the great things about my peers and about our generation is that we're not afraid to talk about it and we're not afraid to go and tackle it head on. So I obviously can't speak for everybody, but at least for myself and for my friends, we see these challenges as something that we need to play our part in correcting, and we'll do whatever it takes to do that.
Getting short on time, but obviously you had to deal one big challenge that we all dealt with, but I think it was especially hard, I think, for graduating seniors and freshmen in college, which was the pandemic and the social distancing and all that. What do you think you took from that?
The pandemic was tough. It was tough for everybody. But me personally, I definitely learned to appreciate now, to appreciate the present a lot more. You know, there's a lot of, especially in high school, you're worried about, oh, the test that's coming up or the future and what colleges you're going to apply to and what's your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan. The pandemic really taught me to take a step back from all that and just soak up the moment and enjoy the moment as much as you can, because nothing else is guaranteed. That's so right. I would say that was my biggest takeaway.
That's a big one. I'm Ed Mohammed. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Have a great summer and a first year at Stanford as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I had a lot of fun.
All right. Forum is produced by Tina Lauerberg, Crystal Consol, Grace Wan, and Christopher Beal. Our acting senior editor is Judy Campbell. Our engineers, Danny Bringer, Katie McMurrin, and Brendan Willard. Our intern is Kimia Akbari. Our executive editor, Ethan Tovin Lindsay, Holly Kernan, our chief content officer. Stick around. I'm Scott Schaefer. Mina Kim is next.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.